So this should be controlled by a very qualified devotee, by Guru. And then it will not be misused. They will help something. So he is telling that cut off all worldly desires, unwanted things, and try to fence that any Vaishnava Parasya should not come. Then your bhakti will go to Vrindavan. Otherwise, it will be in world. Always testing worldly desires, even mukti. So don't try to be. Try to follow Rupa Goswami and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what they are telling. What Swamiji told in his books, you should try to go deep. Don't listen to the persons who are not so much qualified. They only want to serve outwardly, not inwardly. They don't have experience that what is internal bhakti or external bhakti. So you should try to know all by good and bona fide association. Go on. I want to clear it, this point. I am not against office schools. I am not against dairy. I am not against exhibitions or anything. I follow these things and it is essential for beginners. But our goal should not be this. Our goal should be what? Sarvasiddha bhakti, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu smaranam. Especially what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give us. That should be our object. And what is that? Rupa Goswami has told, Anya Bhilasita Sunyam Jnan Karma Dhanabhritam Anukullena Krishna Anusilanam Bhakti Ruttama. I will explain it in my evening class. You should try to realize all these things and try to follow. If you are following this, you are following Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada actually. And not following, then what to tell? Hopeless. And I request that you should respect all the Vaishnavas without cost and greed. All the Vaishnavas, even Nimbark Sampradaya, Ramanu Sampradaya Vaishnava, or any class of Vaishnava, otherwise he is not of any class of Vaishnava, but he is chanting Ramayana, like Haridas Thakur. We don't know from whom he has taken, initiated. We don't know. But he, where Mahaprabhu took him like Namacharya. So we should try to respect all the Vaishnava without cost and greed. Like all disciples in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all are our family. So we should try to respect like a family person. This will increase your bhakti. Gaur Pramanande. It may be seen. According to the qualification of devotees, maybe. No. According to their moods. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Rai Ramananda, oh, there is nothing significant in me. But you are seeing me like Lord Krishna. I am not Lord Krishna. You can see everywhere in trees and creepers that Krishna is there. But trees are not Krishna. So, it is significance of that devotee. He may see it. And we should honor like that devotee. Understand? No. Go, Prima. What? Yes.
Nataji Jadurani has asked
Yes, he should read it. is asking.
He's asking you a question. At the moment when Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada left the body, then these 11 disciples, they took the like acharya position, but now we understand that we're not really acharya. So he's asking what at that time the things must be done. The things
at the time of
what is the solution at that time? What do you think about?
I was just there about 8 hours before he was going to
departure.
And he called me, I was there. He called me so many things. What I told something about yesterday. He wanted to tell me so many things. But at that time, so many, all GVC members were there. He told that you should follow Narayan Maharaj Vyas is telling. And I also told that you should give up all your quarreling and try to...
Bored-minded?
No. Each other, you should try to honor yourself and try to take the mission of your Gurudev to whole world. Don't quarrel for praise, don't...
For
any worldly desire, you should not quarrel. He wanted to tell something, but he could not. But anyhow, he wished that his mission should go on. And that is why he told me to help his mission. His, Krishna consciousness, this, ISKCON. And that is why he told that, what is ISKCON? The mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the mission of Rupa Goswami, mission of Radha and Krishna. So it should not be stopped. So he wanted that the mission, what Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told Rupa Goswami, this go, should go on eternally in this world. His wish was that. And that is why he told that you should help them. So, at his time, there were some GVC members. He had not told that there should be, after me, there should be acharya or anything. He was silent. Any acharya in this world, I have seen. Our Gurudev also. All Gurudev has done something. Srila Prabhupada has not done. Rupa Goswami has not told. Raghunath Das Goswami has not told. Anyone cannot make any one very qualified acharya. A qualified person, devotee, himself, serving his holy master, automatically, inspired by his Gurudev and Krishna, he acts like acharya. There were so many disciples of Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. He never Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati declared that after me, who will be the next acharya. But they came, going on, it will go on eternal. So, Swamiji also wanted. And he knew that anyone may come, surely will come. It will not stop. He did not declare. I also know so many things that I should not tell to you. Because you are not so much advanced. That is why he could not get them sannyas in 108 names of epics. He never has so much strong faith on them. even knowing that there are so many things here in them. These are not the symptoms of any acharya. So he thought that after me, any acharya will come, and I will inspire him, and he will preach for whole world. This will cannot be stopped. He knew it. Like Rupa Goswami knew. He did not tell that, oh, after me, Raghunath Das Goswami will be acharya or Jiva Goswami will be acharya. He never told. But acharya comes out like a flower. Or in bosom. Hmm? Anyone has not made my Gurudev acharya, Prabhupada has not done, but he became acharya and he glorified in whole world. Also Swamiji, who made him acharya? Who made? Can you tell? Who made him acharya? Hmm? His activities, his service to Prabhupada made him. At that time, Prabhupada was not in this sphere. But he inspired him. And he inspired whole world in a couple of days. You know? And he knew that after me, one very powerful acharya may come. And he will inspire him. So don't be nervous for this thing and don't be worried for him. Oh, Krishna and Guru will arrange all these things. And we should try to follow. Hmm? Now you are seeing that his mission is going in the whole world. Now those who have gone down, they have lost their faith. Again they are coming. I think that Swamiji is doing through us. Hmm? Swami is now very happy that we are giving this mission to whole world. So I think Swamiji is still in this sphere. And he is looking after all these things. He is inspiring to his bona fide devotees. Why he will not come to me and inspire me? He has recognized me. He has
before he came.
He has told me. And he has accepted me that our relations are transcendental things. So, anyone can be. I know that in Grihastha Ashram there are so many qualified devotees. They are more than the sannyasis who fell down in Sannyas Ashram, and they are so strong. So, nothing to worry. In world, it becomes like so. We see that after Baldev Vidyabhushan and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, a black cloud period came. Anagami Bhakti Vinod Thakur came and he made the sun shine, Bhakti of sun. No harm. Gaur Praman.
Hari!
Oh, you want to? Can someone can question? Swami Maharaj, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, was liberated or not liberated? Whether he was knowing everything or not, whether he was omnipresent,
omniscient
or not, if he knew that to whom I am giving initiation and those who were GBC, and if they will fall one after another, then why he accepted them and he gave them initiation of renounce order? Why? Someone can have a question or know how. He gave a chance as a very
merciful
master. He gave a chance. But they misused. Krishna has given this free will to all. But if they are misusing, what Krishna can do? Oh, he can do, he will smash them in gentle.
Grinding water.
Like sattu, Indian sattu, you know?
Like flower.
Like flower. He will. And if you are not misusing your freedom, of, he will give you Krishna bhakti, prema bhakti, braj bhakti, and he will be controlled by him. So he also knew all these things, but he gave a chance out of his mercy. So don't think that he was not omniscient or he was
not liberated.
Liberated and he never knew all these things. Knowingly he has given, like Krishna has knowingly has given this freedom. So no harm. He was a pure devotee and he was liberated and he was really a star.
Go.